Welcome to Primary Attribute. We're a Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian, and the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they/them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. Usually I'm the guy playing Vons. Today I have no idea what's going on. I use he/him pronouns.
I'm Kelly. I play Welty Taylor, the halfling wizard, and usually I'm, as of late, I've been playing Weldroa, but not today. We both use she, her pronouns, and I'm up for anything right now.
And I'm Wit. I normally play Grix and Steamboat Willie, and today I will just be playing Grix, your humble illusionary game room master. We use he, him pronouns.
That's right, we tricked you. I'm in fact playing today. Wahaha. Huh? But first, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us. It makes us feel good about what we do. You should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. There is no recap this week, as you may have noticed. Aaron is not here. They are out sick. And so we will be doing, I believe, an acting. So, wait, take it away.
Yes. Thank you. And I'll be running the game today. And it will be, you know, just a normal acting to appease our debt to good old... wow, my brain just...
You forgot my name already. You've been gone for like a day.
Gex. Jeepers. Yep. Okay. Wow. Okay, so it is a normal day on the arcs. You know, out of continuity.
As normal as they can be.
Yeah, as normal as they can be. You know, there's no pressing crashing going on. There's no pressing corruption. Storm invasions going on at the moment. It's just one of those good old-fashioned layabout, do some alchemy, do some research, go to bars, get into trouble, go dating, that kind of thing time.
Like in ancient times.
Yeah. And you all are hanging out at the Fermenting Fox. Who do we have with us today?
Well, there's Wealthy.
There's Wealthy. Vaughn's original?
Sure.
You can also play Cool Vaughn. The choice is yours.
OG Vons is more interesting.
All right.
Okay. And?
And Lucky, who uses she, her pronouns.
And Lucky. Aw, that's great.
That's cool.
You all are hanging out, shooting the breeze, and Grix is there. Okay, Grix has been tinkering with the illusion rooms upstairs. And Gex is there as well. Gex hasn't left in a while. He has been... making himself a bit of a nuisance. Every time that you suggest, hey, don't you have anything else going on these days? He's like, nope, not me. Is that a good Gex voice?
Solid.
Yeah, know who it is.
And every so often, he continues to beg for an acting. I need an acting, guys. You owe me. How many times did I help you out? How many times do you keep dragging me into stuff? Come on, where's my actings?
Are we going to do this right in the middle of the bar?
Oh, no. You got those rooms upstairs, right? One's Lizard Boy has been tinkering with.
I thought he was more of a golden retriever looking boy.
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay, anyway, yeah, let's go. Okay, well, you know, we don't
Come on, take me. Show what you're doing.
We don't have anything else going on, do we?
Apparently guys? Not. I guess I'm taking my break now.
Okay. Okay, let's go upstairs and pick a room, and we'll find an acting.
All right. So we haven't really, what is the upstairs, like, is it a balcony kind of thing? I don't know that we've really gone into it.
So the upstairs is mostly usually just the two apartments, but if you want there to be a room tucked upstairs that you're using for the actings, it could just be like, do you want it to be like a second floor of tables or whatever? Or?
I was thinking like an empty space, like a holodeck sort of.
Okay, yeah, let's say there's just like a storage room if that doesn't get used very much, because... hauling brewing equipment up and downstairs sucks, so. And at least the basement is sort of, kind of, not built any better for getting stuff out of it, but at least it's out of the way. So, yeah. Just say there's a storeroom up there that doesn't normally get used.
All right. So, Gex leads the way, practically scampering. At the top of the stairs, he yells, Grix, where are you? Oh, God, I have to do these two voices together. It's not going to be for long. It's fine. Yeah, what do you need, Gex? Oh, Jesus Christ, this is hard. How do you do this, Ian?
I carefully construct situations, so I don't, mostly.
Yeah, clever. We didn't act in. What do you got for us these days? And Grix thinks about it for a little bit and says, "Oh, I got one. Yeah, it's kind of an exciting mystery, and like a detective story. I think y'all like it."
Okay.
All right. Well, hop in and I'll fire it up and get it going.
Okay.
All right.
We'll walk into the room.
I'm gonna say Lucky hops 3 feet forward into the room, even though nothing is set up yet, because why not?
All right. So as soon as you get into the room, it takes a moment. Grix closes the door, and you all have the awkward moment of three of you plus Gex sitting in the corner, just standing in kind of a large closet. It's fine. But after a few moments, the walls and ceiling and everything kind of flickers, and eventually it pops into a brand new space. And you are filled with information all at once. It just kind of floods into your brain.
I like that one lady in the Indiana Jones movie that people don't talk about.
And there is a opening crawl on the screen. Some words appear and go up into the ceiling and disappear. And it says, "Early in the 21st century, the Biartel Corporation advanced artificial organism evolution into the Nexus phase, a being virtually identical to a humanoid, known as a construct. Nexus 6 constructs were superior in strength and agility, and at least equal in intelligence to the artificers who created them. Constructs were used off arcs as slave labor in the hazardous retaking and cleanup of the ground. After a bloody mutiny by a Nexus 6 combat team in the forward base colony, constructs were declared illegal on the arcs, under penalty of death. Special Department of Investigation squads, sword sprinter units, had orders to shoot to kill upon detection any trespassing construct. This was not called execution. It was called retirement." So we see the streets of the arcs, but not the arcs that you know. Somehow it's raining. A lot. In fact, it's never not raining. There's also a lot of fog and pollution, and all of the vents and hatches down to the maintenance tunnels are all steaming constantly.
That seems bad.
Yeah, probably.
Good thing I've got dusk vision.
You all have no idea what's going on.
You all are much older than you currently are, and you know that you have been retired for some time.
Finally, I'm living the dream.
You've met up for a bit of a reunion at a bar. Which bar?
The dumpster. I mean, okay. Where else are retired?
Sure.
Swords. What are we called?
Sword sprinters.
Sword sprinters. Where else are retired sword sprinters gonna get together?
Certainly.
We probably don't make very much from a pension, so you know this is as good as it gets.
No, not much. So yeah, you're hunched under the awning of the dumpster. The rain is pouring outside. You're eating cold noodles, and of course with lots of cockroaches on them. Naturally. And you're reminiscing about old times, catching up. Haven't seen each other in a long while, but you know, just drifted apart mostly. But make a point to catch up every so often.
So, and how's things going? Vons?
Fine. Why is it raining?
It's part of the setting, I think.
Because it's the future. Everything rains in the future. That's how you know it's bad.
Uh-huh.
Unlike the arcs, our perfect paradise that we live in.
Yeah, at least it's not raining. Except outside. That's how you know it's bad, because it's raining inside.
I'm going to be useless. Okay, let's move the plot along.
But we're reminiscing about old times. Remember all those horrible, questionably things we did? They still haunt my nightmares. I mean, hi, how are you doing? How are the kids?
I drink a lot, so.
And in the door walks someone that you recognize normally, except they're wearing a leather trench coat and sunglasses for some reason at night in the rain. It's fine. She takes them off, and you recognize Inspector Purity Pearl.
That's why.
Your former partner and kind of boss.
Hey!
She spots you all and heads straight over to you.
Hey, Purity. What's up? You look very serious.
Evening. Oh God, how do I do? Evening, Lucky, Vons, Wealthy,
Purity.
We have something we need you to take a look at.
Oh, okay. We're retired. We don't do this anymore.
I know that, but well, something's happened, and with your record, I think you're the only ones we can trust.
I've been drinking for 7 years. Do you really think you could trust me?
Honestly, I'm pretty sure you're underperforming in the drinking part compared to a lot of the department, so you're probably fine.
Yeah. Most of the sword sprinter units kind of drink all the time anyway, even on the job. So, you know, I don't know how that much of a difference.
Oh, hell, I got nothing else to do. I'll take out a construct.
Will you pay Vons? I just figured that's the way to get you to do this, Vons.
Well, I don't know what's going on. What are these constructs? Why are we?
Vons inhaled some fumes again.
What is this place? Why are the noodles cold?
I also forgot to mention that the streets are lit by just thousands and thousands of neon illusions everywhere.
Well,
all the shop windows, all the scrolling up the sides of buildings.
Adam, do you have no idea the reference that Wit is making here? I'm so excited.
I'm working on it. It's like clearly cyberpunk dystopian future stuff.
It's the best.
Well, all right. So did we go down to the station or?
Yeah. I've got an illusionary video I need you to see. Recording.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
So she leads you out to, there's a cart with a goat parked out there and a wolfman driver, who's also another sword sprinter that you all knew.
Mirror!
Hey, Mirror.
And you all climb on the cart, and then the cart starts to hover a little bit, and then the wheels fold under, and...
Please tell me the cart has a cover.
Yeah. No,
and a windshield?
Really. No, it has it's flashing red and white lights, though. Red and blue lights, though.
Oh, great.
And then the cart flies through the canyon-like streets of the Warrens over to the closest Department of Inspection's office.
Okay.
You're taken inside. A lot of people kind of look at you as you walk through the desk area and the office area.
Well, we do look super cool.
You do look super cool, and you're legends of this place. So, you know, it's kind of a, oh my God, they're back. Oh, they're back. Who are they? Oh my God, is that them? What are they doing here?
I thought they'd be taller.
So she leads you into her office, offers you all a seat, offers you some scotch. Never mind that there's no Scotland in this world. And then she activates a device on the desk that pops up a clearly a hologram in the air that is almost like a video. And on the video, there's a guy. You think you've seen him before? At, like, the Gwindaloo, he's just one of the staff in the back. Busser, dishwasher, that kind of thing. He's sitting at a desk, and there's another Department of Inspection, Department of Investigations officer who's behind the table on the other side. Ian, is there another Department of Investigations person that you can remember the name of right off the top of your head?
I can't remember his first name and not his last name. Oh, Iron Fur.
That's enough. Iron Fur.
That one, yeah.
All right, so Iron Fur walks over to the table, sits down on the other side from the guy that you kind of recognize, and Iron Fur says, "Mr. Xavier, we have a test that we'd like you to take. It's for your own health and safety. We're administering it to everyone that we can. Head through the arcs in a systematic fashion. You know, we're just trying to make sure everyone here is healthy and safe and everything's good." So I just need to ask you a few questions. I have a little machine here that I need to hook up and an injection I need to give you, but it shouldn't be too much of a problem. I assure you everything will be quite comfortable for you. The fellow, whose pay name is apparently Xavier, says, I don't think I need any tests. I feel perfectly fine and normal, healthy. Iron Fur says, don't worry, everything will be fine. Please just answer the questions as I ask them to you. Reaction time is a factor, and I'll be measuring your emotional responses.
Well, this seems totally normal and chill.
Yeah. Oh, yes. No worries. This is the, it's a well-known test. The Vons Jenkins test is what it's called.
This is annoyingly familiar.
Do you need us to tell you, or do you want to figure it out?
That's fine. Let's keep going. I'll get there. I'll pick it up. It's like there's an actor's name in the back of your head and you just can't quite pull it up.
Oh, I should mention, they're smoking. Everyone is smoking.
I wasn't smoking 3 seconds ago. Where did this come from?
Purity Pearl is smoking. Literally everyone is smoking.
Not me. You I'm all drinking are smoking. Scotch.
You're either smoking or drinking scotch. Everyone is doing one or the other or both. Can't stress that enough.
My trench coat is distorted by the number of flasks that are hidden in pockets.
So Ironfur sits down opposite Xavier and pulls up a big close up. It's an illusion within the illusion, so it's extra grainy, but it's a big close up of Xavier's eyes, just one eye pupil. Ironfur is watching that as he begins asking the questions. He starts with, "So you're in a desert walking along in the sand," and Xavier interrupts him there. "Desert? What desert?" Ironfur says, "Doesn't matter. Just follow along. You're in a desert alone, walking on the sand, when all of a sudden you look down and you see a tortoise." What? A tortoise? What's that? Well, you know what a turtle is, right? Same thing. You see a tortoise. It's crawling toward you. You reach down. You flip the tortoise over on its back.
Oh, now I know what we're talking about.
The tortoise lays on its back, its belly baking in the hot sun, beating its legs, trying to turn itself over. But it can't. Not without your help. But you're not helping. Why is that? And Xavier starts getting kind of flustered, and he keeps swallowing and, like, tugging at his collar. He says, what are you trying to say? Saying I'm a mean guy? Look, it's just a test. Don't worry. You'll be fine. Can go on. I'll write down that as your answer. No worries. Shall we continue? All right, next question. Describe in single words only the good things that come to mind when I talk about your mother. Xavier just, like, keeps blinking for a minute and then says, my mother? Ironfur says, yeah. Kind of shrugs. Xavier nods for a second and says, let me tell you about my mother. And then all of a sudden, there's a wand in his hand. Two bright beams of light blast out of it, completely puncturing Ironfur's chest, leaving him a smoking ruin on the desk. Xavier stands up and jumps through the window, which you all know is one of the heavily reinforced, like, diamond windows that keep the corruption out.
Oh, no.
Like, if the corruption can't batter through that, this guy just leapt through it like it was nothing.
Shatters
into a million pieces. The illusion keeps running for a minute, and you see more flashes from off screen, clearly out in the hallway through the window, where he's blasting his way out of the Department of Investigations office. And then Purity turns off the recording.
So we got a sword slinger?
No, you all are swords. Construct. Sword sprinters.
Okay.
They're constructs. You're swords sprinters.
I'm sorry. So we got some constructs. You want us to go find that construct, right?
We do. Not Why just us? Him, though. We're Why? The best there is.
Well,
we need you back. Well, Ironfur was the best there was, still on the force. And you can see what happened.
Yeah, I liked him.
I thought he was an asshole, but okay.
He was divisive.
Jerry's still out. Yeah, and not just this one.
Not just this one.
This one, Xavier's real name is X. He's a okay. Diggerbot.
A little
He's
small a for a Diggerbot.
Diggerbot.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, they've evolved.
Yeah, fair enough.
There's three more that we need you to watch out for, too. They all just got back onto the Arcs after an uprising. They escaped from a transport down planet, down on the ground, and they killed over 20 of our guards.
How have you kept this quiet?
They just got back up here yesterday.
Oh, fuck me.
The other three are named Ursula, Elliot, and their ringleader, of course, is the most dangerous of them all. A complete psychopath. He is unhinged and completely unstoppable.
Oh, God.
His name is Mitt. Watch out for him.
I knew that little guy was ultimately up to no good.
Yeah, I wonder what could have led him to this mental break.
I wonder.
No idea. No, some people are just born like or constructed like that. It's in the blueprints.
Purity's been playing all this time with some paper on the desk, and she holds up a origami figure of a it's a good mythological animal to use in this one.
A minotaur.
Yeah, no, that's a little complicated and a little sentient.
How about a griffin?
Ah, griffin. Yeah. So she's playing with this origami figure of a griffin that she's folded while we're talking. She says, "So, will you help?
How much are you paying?
Reinstatement, normal rate.
Normal rate to fight to they the killed job. 20 guards. Oh, yeah, fine. Okay, I take a swig of my whiskey and I'll do it. What have I got? What else have I got to live for?
Oh boy, I'm so glad we get to work with Drunk Wealthy on this one. There's no way this could go wrong.
We'll just keep her away from balconies.
Rocky of any sort.
Yeah, maybe she'd like to just like scoot around in a shopping cart. We'll just move her for her.
I want you guys to know that there's only water in these flasks, okay?
That's what you always said. It didn't smell like water.
Purity's voice goes out of the hard-boiled detective mode and back to normal, and she says, okay, so do you know where you might start? We're looking for constructs. The Bjartel Corporation made them. They're for off Ark's use. Okay. The back.
Yeah, we probably ought to head further into the Warrens. That's where the lowlifes tend to hang out, and constructs can move them. That's where we tend to find the constructs who kind of stick out.
Sure. I have one other lead that might be helpful too. I mean, that is certainly a good spot to look. Wisteria Bjartel has a Nexus 6 construct that is licensed here on the Arcs. You could take a look at that one first to try to get some clues and a better understanding of what they're like.
They're constructs.
Yeah, but they've evolved.
They don't evolve. We mess around with their DNA or
your nose is bleeding.
Shit, whatever. Anyway, yeah, okay, fine, we'll go talk to her.
There could be differences in the latest models, are all I'm saying. Yeah.
Isn't Wisteria a guy? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That was Whit trying to remember. I thought so, but yes.
I believe it's Gulch Wisteria Bjartel. Yeah.
Yes. Gulch isn't a very cyberpunk name, though.
It is, but only if you're a massive guy and like a thug. It's a goon name.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a goon name. It's not a corpo name.
Okay, well, I guess we'll go check out the new model and try and unearth whatever's going on.
Vaughn, so you get to see your favorite person.
Oh, which favorite person?
The Bjartel Corporation.
Oh, that, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy was nice. It's too bad he's evil.
All right, so you all head to the Bjartel headquarters or to the Warrens first.
Let's go to the Bjartel's headquarters so that we can meet this evolved construct.
You're also reissued your badges and your extremely high powered, super cool looking wands that blast out energy beams.
Magic missiles.
No, they're not magic missiles because you can miss with them. They're not auto hit. They're also much, much more powerful than the magic missiles. I'll give you the stats when we start using them. But just know it's going to be better than whatever you got on you, I assure you.
Okay.
It's a fuck-off big gun.
Okay.
Wand. Gun wand.
Okay, so let's go meet up with this Wisteria Bjartel and his...
Construct.
His construct. His licensed construct. Ooh, he must be really special.
Yes. Well, you can tell that he's really special because when you arrive at the Bjartel headquarters, obviously the Bjartel headquarters is in a giant, like, probably half mile on a base ziggurat.
That's a bit excessive.
Yeah, it's pretty excessive. And, like, it's still raining, of course, and there's still the everything around it, but it's pretty open there. And you're wondering how this big thing is somewhere in the middle of the arcs.
Probably just bulldozed that one neighborhood we haven't been to.
Yeah, freestanding cavern. Yeah. But it's there, and it's excessive in every way. You come inside, and everyone's dressed in really swanky suits that are all futuristic and high tech, and lots of high collars and fancy hairdos.
Broad shoulders.
Broad shoulders. Yeah, lots of shoulder pads. Everyone has shoulder pads.
Ooh, shoulder pads.
Yeah. And you're led to an elderly man, quite doddering behind his desk in a big, big empty office. Just a massive waste of space. The height of luxury in the crowded arcs. And he says, ah, famous sword sprinters. Welcome, welcome. I knew you were coming. And as I said, I'll show you what I need, whatever you need. I have no secrets here, nothing to hide from you.
Well, we didn't come so much to talk to you. We've come in to talk to see your wonder construct.
Ah, yes. She's a thing of beauty. Real gem among our collection here.
That's just creepy.
I need to warn you something, though. Well, no. Perhaps I'll let you find out for yourself.
Find out what?
Well, she's waiting for you in the conference room just down the way here. One of our assistants will take you. Come back when you're done. I'll have cigars and whiskey for you, and we can discuss your findings. Run along.
Oh, God.
Glare at him as I leave.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go meet the construct.
Okay.
We're off to meet the construct. Construct of the arts.
You enter the conference room. It's conference room. Big, long table. Lots of chairs. And sitting at the end is a woman. She's dressed in a super swanky, futuristic, high-collar suit. All white. Her hair is put up in a big bun with bangs. And she's smoking a cigarette, of course. She says, hello. I hear you have some questions for me. My name is Nara Sesig. What can I do for you?
Oh, okay. Oh, Jesus. Can we just call you Nara?
Certainly.
Okay. All right, we're going to sit down and...
Miss Nara is preferred, but I know that detectives like you can be a little gruff and rough around the edges.
Yeah, I guess so. We brought over the thing.
The Vons Jenkins test. Yes, I've heard of it.
Yes, we brought over the Vons Jenkins test, and we'd like to administer it to you. We're just testing it out and making sure everything is working correctly.
Certainly. I have no objection.
I sit down. Vons, you want to do this?
Vons, since you're half of the creator of this test, tell us how you hook it up.
Okay. I don't remember this part.
Well, you're just setting it up on the table, so...
It's like a lie detector test, yeah. Basically, but, like, mm-hmm. times 10.
Mm-hmm. And it just, like, glows, right?
Yeah, it's like globes and, like, probably, like, a pressure cuff and an injection of, like, some, you know, truth, slightly, like, truth relaxing. Not like a truth drug, but, like, a relaxing, like, you know, something to, you know, lower the inhibitions a little bit, but just a little.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Vons takes out all this scary-looking shit and just puts it in front of this dude. He's like, this is normal! And connects them all up and stuff. Like, just, you know, point your little construct eyes right into this thing right here.
Excuse me?
What?
All right.
Are we ready, Vons?
Yeah.
Do you want to administer the test, or shall I?
Oh, you go ahead.
Okay, so I sit down across from the construct, and I say...
Ask whichever ones you like. Your choice. Or we'll make up your own, of course, naturally. Please.
You're watching TV. I assume you do that. Suddenly, you realize there's a wasp crawling on your arm. What do you do?
I swat it.
Okay, I note that down. You become pregnant by a man who runs off with your best friend, and you decide to get an abortion. How do you feel about that?
Anger.
About the abortion?
About the betrayal.
But how do you feel about the abortion?
Irrelevant.
Okay. Write that down. You're reading a book, and it's an illustrated book, and it's got a nude photo of a girl, and you show it to your husband. He wants to hang it on the bedroom wall because it looks so good. How does that make you feel?
I'm sorry, Miss Taylor. I have to stop you there. Is this to determine if I'm a construct or a lesbian?
You're supposed to, this, this, is the Vons so. This is the Vons Jenkins test. It is to determine whether or not you are a
con. Nara naturally blows the smoke right in your face as she says that.
Okay.
No, not in a coughing way, in a seductive way, Kelly. It's the 80s. It's the 80s. You don't cough about cigarette smoke. You get seduced by it.
Yeah, everybody looks so sexy. Cool. I don't think Deckard smoked. although Harrison Ford did have a coke habit, so.
Yeah, it was 1982.
Yeah. I mean, you know, who didn't have a coke habit? okay. So, are you a lesbian? I mean, you brought it up.
Is it polite to ask people out during these tests?
I wasn't asking.
How about the rest of you? Any other questions?
Hey, this is our test, not yours.
I think we're pretty hung up on the lesbian thing. We should probably answer that first.
I have a question. Someone issuing you the Bonds Jenkins test, ask you you're a lesbian instead of sticking to the script. How do you feel?
I was drinking.
She'll continue answering the questions for a while.
Okay.
Giving you all ample time to study.
It's becoming increasingly apparent through the machine's results, as well as her answers, that she is a construct.
Ish. She's sharper and has more self-awareness and more mental elasticity, though, than any construct that you have ever seen.
Okay. That makes sense.
At this point in the Vaughn's Jenkins test, normally a construct would kind of go a little haywire at this point.
Okay.
Either snapping or getting upset or getting confused, or, you know, as in the case of Iron Fur's unfortunate situation, pulling out a gun and shooting you all.
But she's
She continues to play along has banter. And while she may not answer all the questions to your...
And so I'm going to make one last note in my book. And then I'm going to say, thank you very much, Miss Sarasa. Sasara?
Sesig.
Sesig. I don't remember people's names.
Okay.
So thank you for your time. We're going to go back and talk to Mr. Biartel and see and let him know that the city is going to be safe with the Vaughn's Jenkins test.
You're welcome. Good luck with your hunt.
Okay.
Thank you.
She knows about the hunt. Okay. Let's go back to Biartel's. We're back in Biartel's office then.
Yes. Real Wisteria.
Quick, real quick, how amazing does she look as she walks off?
Oh, probably pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's got a very like shoulder strutting walk.
Does Wealthy explode?
Wealthy notices very obviously notices.
All right, now we go. Sorry. Now we go back to Biartel.
Okay, now we're back to Biartel's. Do you think it's ethical to have a construct who doesn't know they're a construct?
Interesting question. And well spotted.
What copy of the script are you reading? No, I'm just saying that because we definitely said she was a construct several times last scene.
But no,
yeah, she didn't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. In-universe joke. But yeah. Sorry. Please continue.
Wisteria, like, tenses fingers and says, you noticed that. Yes, it's true. She's different than the rest.
How did you accomplish that?
Simple engineering.
How did you manage the memories? There were several questions we asked where she was able to answer questions about her upbringing and her parents.
You know, implanted, taken from others. It's easy. Mixed and matched. So.
She's remarkable.
Thank you.
But I think that she could be very dangerous.
Certainly. That's why she's the only one.
Why does she exist? Proof of concept?
Essentially.
You're one evil son of a bitch, you know that?
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to go find your Nexus 9 constructs now that are probably wreaking havoc on the Ark as we speak. And we're going to have to go out in the rain and get all wet, and you don't have to, and you're sitting here in all this space. And anyway, let's go. Because otherwise I'm gonna hit the guy. And that's for somebody else to do later.
All right.
Thank you for your time.
You leave the ziggurat.
We have to walk for like 10 minutes to get back to the front door.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's excessive.
That's just getting out of the office.
So, your next stop then is the Warrens to start a hunt?
Yeah. But first we're gonna stop by a noodle place I know.
Oh, sure. Gotta get noodles.
Always got to get noodles. Because, you know, that guy always knows, the owner always knows what's going on.
Why are they cold, though?
Because nothing gets warm. It's always raining. Everybody's cold. They might as well stay cold.
Mm-hmm. How do they cook the noodle? Never mind.
Well, it's was cooked, and now it's cold, because it's easier to serve a lot of cold noodles than...
Try and keep them all warm.
And not get gooey and gross.
I am questioning about these pastiche of the world, mostly. So, Vons, what do you want to bet that you built that construct for pervert reasons and is just trying to cover it up?
I mean...
Oh, yeah, the guy's a pervert.
It's a con. Wait, do constructs give consent around here, or what's the deal there?
Oh, there's.
Yes?
Might think she's giving consent, but I don't. But no. Constructs can't really give consent.
Is there true consent? what if it's programmed?
That's what I'm saying.
How do they know?
Yeah. A lot of questions there.
It's a problem.
A conundrum, really.
Uh huh.
We eat noodles while pondering the conundrum.
I ask Mr. Chow, you heard about any new characters coming around town?
Orange vests. Dice.
Dusty.
What?
Good orange vests. Dice.
Dusty.
Or Dusty.
I don't get the dice part.
Player characters.
Oh. Okay.
My nose is bleeding. I'm sorry.
All right. Gotcha. Sorry. I
need to clean up the... Damn it. I need to store him after this.
Well, we've had some new folks in the area. They moved in here from other parts of the Arcs. There's always the hostel up the road. A lot of people get a room there for an extended period of time while they're trying to find a new spot to live. It's a good place to start. Also, the various bars and nightclubs around here are always have a rotating staff and openings, and it's an easy place to get a new job if you're looking for something to do when you've just rolled in.
Any unusually violent crimes happening lately?
Well, this is the war, and sweetie, there's always unusually violent crimes happening here.
Don't call me sweetie.
Did anyone seem especially Dutch? That you've met recently.
Well, I was angling for the eye thing, but okay. Then let's go check out that nightclub, guys. There's a nightclub across the street from the Noodle Hut.
Sure, it's one of the it's the new and improved and out in the open Velvet Room.
Out in the open. Oh, okay. Yep. Well, yeah. Let's go in there.
Feels like everyone's getting out their spaces these days.
Yeah.
Certain values outdoors.
So you go in.
Everything's wet because, you know, it's open.
Well, I meant out. You know what I mean.
We're inside. We are no longer being rained on.
But all the support columns have been removed. They can collapse at any moment, but it's an open concept, damn it.
Exactly.
Okay, so I guess we're seeing... dancers?
Yep. There's lots of dancers on the stage. There's the bar. It's a big spot. There's lots of like booths that are, you know, kind of in a terraced like levels away from the stage.
So this is obnoxiously ritzy.
It's obnoxiously ritzy. Lots of leather, lots of red velvet, lots of fun.
Anyway, because people can come down here and feel like they're slumming it while they're
exactly.
Okay, so I'm going to start walking by the stages and checking out the dancers, because, you know, work. It's work, you know, I got to do it. So I'm checking out the dancers. I imagine there are male dancers as well as female.
Of course. And non-binary and everything. It caters to all here. One of the dancers is particularly catches your eye.
Of course she is.
She is dancing with what appears to be a small lava snake.
Ouch.
Yeah. Doesn't seem like it's burning her. So you think maybe it's like an illusionary one or like a non-humanoid construct?
Yeah, I'm calling fake.
Yeah, almost gotta be.
Yeah.
But very expensive.
Oh, unless she's not, maybe she's the fake one.
Mm.
But very expensive. And how does somebody,
I mean, you invest in your business, right?
Mm-hmm.
Part of the act makes it unique, memorable, more tips?
Sure.
Uh-huh. I mean, yes, let's be suspicious of this worker. Grr.
Grr. Okay, so we're gonna go find the owner, which I'm sure who I'm sure we know, except that the owner of the Velvet. Anyway, we're gonna go find the owner, and we're gonna ask about the new chick.
So the owner is the manager of the night is big Minotaur, and he's kind of, you know, standing in the back, kind of near the door, greeting people as they come in, and just sort of watching it all.
Hey, Phileas.
Oh, hey. How are you all?
We're doing great. We're
long time no see.
Long time no see. Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
You.
It's true. Good to see you. You're still as big as you ever were.
Thank you. I try.
we're here on official business. We got called back into action.
Oh. You're not going to cause any trouble in my place, are you?
I really hope not, because, you know, trouble is not our middle name. We're looking at the chicky bear over there with their lava snake, and we're wondering how long she been here.
Not long.
Did she come with the snake?
yeah, she acquired it somehow. It's a good find.
Yeah, it's a great
draw the crowd. It's a great act.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of gross, but, you know.
Do you have questions for her or something?
Yeah, we'd like to talk to her. Can we arrange for a little tete-a-tete in one of the private rooms?
Yeah.
Just a couple of minutes.
I'll let her know. I'll see if she's willing to let y'all back. She can talk to her in her dressing room after she's done their act.
Okay. Sounds great.
So he leaves you and goes away, and a few moments later, one of the other staff motions for you all to head towards the back door, to the back area.
Backstage,
thank you.
So anyway, we go into the backstage area to her dressing room.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep. And she's there, she's finishing getting dressed, back into her street clothes, which are as revealing at least and as ostentatious as her dancing clothes. But, you know. And she's still playing with the snake. And she says, yes, how can I help you all?
Does the snake hear have your a name?
Investigators? Magma?
I gotta look more closely at Magma while he actually does her job.
Yeah.
So we're wondering, you know, how long you been here?
Oh, not long. I've always dreamed of a life on the stage, and so I came from, you know, other side of the arcs, and family didn't want me to do this kind of work, so you know, it was hard, but I'm making it work.
Yeah, you certainly are. God damn it, how do I do? I can't remember the scene in the.
You can improvise. You can't.
Yeah, I understand that, but I'm trying to remember, trying to think of how to get her to. So I think you're a construct.
Lucky just buries her face in her paws.
I think you're one of the new Nexus 6 that we're looking for.
Oh.
I stand to the side of the common AoE that would be traveling between this person and Wealthy.
She picks up her snake again and like holds it like, you know, like a
like an offering.
Like you would an animal, like you would an animal that you're, you know, when you're like stressed and I need comfort, give me my cat.
Okay.
I need comfort. Give me my lava snake. And she looks a little flustered, and she's like, why would you say something like that? That's...
Because I think you're a construct.
There's constructs up here? They're not supposed to be.
Yeah, well, you're one of four. I think you're Ursula. Yeah, I think you're Ursula.
That,
you could be Annie. Annie? Was Annie the other name?
No.
Okay, it's just Ursula.
Ursula and Ursula, Elliot.
Elliot. And Elliot. Okay. Elliot, I don't know why. Anyway, yeah, I got you pegged. You're gonna have to come with us.
I thought you normally had to pay extra for that. Sorry.
Boy, this one's gonna earn the explicit, isn't it?
We do our best.
You're gonna have to come with us. We're gonna have to, do a little bit of, what am I? We're gonna have to test you out, and it, 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 if if I'm right, and I'm always right because I'm the best, then you're going to have to be put down. And I'm not subtle or anything, so.
You aren't. You could have tricked me. Skillful questioning of the suspect.
She hugs the snake closer and looks down and starts to cry.
Shit, am I wrong? No, I'm not wrong. You're a Nexus 6 and you don't fool me. So you're going to have to come along with us. So I'm going to go up to her and I'm going to try to take the snake away.
As soon as you reach out for her, she stands up and punches you as hard as she can.
Jesus Christ! Oh, God, that hurt!
Everyone roll for initiative.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Now we get to roll. Okay.
Oh, you know, we never really talked about what your all's futuristic outfits are. Need to do that at some point.
For some reason, I'm wearing a suit and a tie.
Sure.
All in tweed and dark colors.
Okay.
And a trench coat with mini pockets that are full of flasks.
Okay.
And my sidearm is, I don't know exactly where my sidearm is, but there's a sidearm.
Sure.
Because I don't remember Deckard wearing a holster.
I guess a shoulder holster.
Yeah, it might have been, probably was a shoulder holster.
Okay, whatever else get?
I'm working on it.
Okay.
And my feet are always wet because I am a halfling and I don't wear shoes.
Oh, yeah, that sucks in the future.
Yeah.
Lots of oily puddles.
Gotta see around my microphone here. Okay, sorry, this is initiative in CNC system?
Yep. Surprise, we're playing GURPS.
I got a 3.
Okay.
I also got a 3, incidentally.
Uh-oh.
We're doing great, team.
I think, oh, God, 4-3-3. Okay, well, we'll just do it in that order then. Okay, great. All right, well, fortunately, the dancer goes first. She punches Wealthy. Does a 17 hit you?
17 totally hits me.
Okay. You take 5 points of damage, and obviously write this down in a way that won't transfer over to the regular game so that Ian doesn't. So that when we start the regular continuity again, you're not like, hey, why am I at 4 hit points?
No, I think you should do it and consume all your healing items.
Okay. I'm just standing there. Oh, God.
So yes, 5 points of damage as she punches you extremely hard.
I fall on my keister and I'm shouting, oh!
Knew it. She's fake.
And she starts to run between you all out the door.
Well, what happens to magma?
She drops it.
Aw.
What happens to the surface magma lands on?
Nothing. Magmo. His name's Magmo.
Oh, Magmo.
Oh, Magmo.
Magmo would be 2 on the nose. It's Magmo. Magmo, when dropped, flickers a little bit, and you see like a, you know those like wooden jointed bendy snakes?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that, but there's a big crystal on it that is clearly projecting the illusion of the lava snake. So it's just a toy, and it can move on its own, but it is artificial.
My dreams are adopting a restile. Dashed.
Okay. So Wealthy. So yes, she starts running out the door. She's still in range, and it will probably be a bit of a fighting chase, unless you can pin her down in some way.
See, everything's fake in these dance clubs. That's just can't count on anything.
Who's next?
Wealthy, you're next.
Okay, I'm gonna roll over while pulling my gun out of my holster, and I'm going to shoot at the fleeing chick.
All right, it's a beam attack weapon, so you do roll to hit with it, using your base attack bonus as normal. It does 2 beam attacks. They each do 1d10 point of damage. They can both be aimed at the same target or at separate targets, but it's basically like a double shot. You only need to roll once if it's 1 target. If it's 2 targets, you need to roll twice.
Okay, I need to roll once.
Yeah.
18 plus, so that's 28 and dex?
No.
No? Just, okay, then it's 28.
Right?
28 to shoot.
Just base attack plus, right? Yeah.
For a range, it's base to hit plus your dex modifier.
Okay.
You don't have your 30.
Level, no. Not your level.
Not your level.
Not your level. Okay, then it's 19.
Yeah. Okay, great. You hit 2d10 damage.
Yeah, okay, that's a 10.
Okay. All right. It hits her. She's very wounded. Leaves a big smoking hole in her her like tube top and her shoulder.
Can you see through it?
Kind of. There's cool. There's some like sparking bits inside, which isn't normal in a person.
Yeah.
But she is also bleeding like what seems like regular blood. It's complicated. But you two big giant smoking holes in her back. But she's still going. Okay. Not enough to stop her. Vons.
Do you suppose I have enough time to fire some glue at her?
Oh, probably.
Yeah. Let's do that. We're just going to launch a whole vial at her. Just try to, you know, okay. Hit her in the back, freeze.
Yeah, sounds good. I go for it.
So it's the 5 plus 1 is 6 plus the d20, which I rolled a 14 on.
Okay.
Ta-da. That's a hit.
You glued her. So she, the canister hits her and knocks her against the wall and then spreads glue, like, all over her and the wall.
Hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Lucky. But she doesn't stick to the wall.
Well, she does. Oh, she sticks to the wall.
Okay, she sticks to the wall. Yeah.
Yeah. Lucky.
That's it.
Yeah. I'll run up to her. What level of stuck is she? Like, extremely, I assume. The glue's pretty nasty.
Like, she seems thoroughly plastered on there. Like, you've seen Vons do this many a time, and normally this ends the situation.
Yeah.
It's magic.
We send someone from the department to come down and cut out the rock around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, down to the holding cell.
You know, there's a counteractive agent.
She can be considered secure is the main thing.
As far as you know.
Great. Then again, someone did just jump through a fucking diamond window. So, So run up and go, listen, I know you're scared, but if you keep running, Wealthy will probably shoot you again and it'll end really badly. Is there any chance you're willing to just come with us?
Make a charisma check.
I don't think that is a prime for lucky, but I rolled super fucking high. Let's see, 24?
Wow. Okay. That's pretty high.
19 on the die, so.
You could tell that when you approached her, you could tell that she was like bunching up her muscles and like flexing and getting ready to like try to pounce or something.
Mm-hmm.
But she looks at all of you and your readiness to.
Yeah, I still got my gun pointed.
Attack.
At
yeah, yeah, yeah. And she kind of relaxes a bit and says, "Can't get away, can I?"
No, you cannot.
Probably not. Sorry.
We're the best sword sprinters that are out there.
I mean, you probably could.
No, she can't.
Not long term.
Oh, okay.
If I go with you, I'm going to be retired, though, won't I?
That's what generally happens to constructs on the arcs. Unless you can get Wisteria Bartel to give you to buy a permit.
Oh, he'd only do that for his daughter. All right. Well, I don't know. It's hard to beat a 24 charisma check.
I mean,
hard to argue with that.
You could argue that this person just has no reason to agree.
I could. But she'll say, I didn't want to hurt anyone. I wasn't part of the uprising. I just went with them because it was freedom.
Doesn't matter. You're going to have to be retired.
I mean,
she hangs her head and.
Yeah, I don't feel sorry for you.
Hey, Grix, how long do the constructs last? I'm asking, how long do the constructs last? Do they live the same length as humans? Are they?
You're asking Grix?
You're yep. asking.
Yeah. I'm lucky he's asking a meta question in universe.
Oh, she doesn't know the answer. Oh. you should probably ask Purity Pearl about that.
Wouldn't we know?
But she'd know. Oh yeah, well, you would know. You would know, wouldn't you? they're made the current ones since the first uprising and they became illegal. The current ones are only supposed to live for 4 years.
So I mean, maybe we could arrange for her to live like house arrest or something?
Oh, well, maybe, but I don't know. You're cogs in the machine.
She's a rep. She's a construct. Sorry.
My nose is bleeding.
My nose is bleeding. She's a construct. She's got to be retired. That's the way things work. Damn it.
Well, it's for Purity to decide. Well, it's for the Department of Investigations to decide.
Okay. Well, I guess we should at least take her in.
And you can ask her questions, too. She could know where the others are.
I mean, that's a good point. Is there any chance you could give us a lead on the others so there's less shooting, hopefully?
I don't know where Mitt and Elliot went. They're They're around somewhere. They're here in the Warrens. We split up after we arrived. X is around. I see him all the time. I don't know where he is right now, though.
Did any of you? So you came because you wanted freedom and just to get away.
Yeah.
Do you know why the other three left?
I think the same, but I don't know. Mitt's crazy. He wants revenge. He wants to fix himself too. I don't know what that means.
Do you know who he wants revenge against? Meaningful side glance at Vons.
I mean, I can only imagine his creators.
Well, that's not any of us, right? Nice.
Yeah. No, that's true. That's not you. That's not you. I mean, at the top, it's Mysteria Biartel. Okay. There's a lot of people below that, though.
Yeah. Is there anything else we should ask her?
Not that I can think of. Besides which, she's just been such a font of information.
I mean, reasonably so, yeah. If you were going to ground, would you keep everyone up to date on exactly where you were, you know, once a day or whatever?
I understand that, but she's just not very helpful, so let's get going, let's move along.
All right, we go get a messenger rat and send for people to come transport her down.
All right. A few moments later, you hear the sirens outside and you can see the flashing lights through the windows. There's a couple more carts fly in and a crowd is gathering outside, see what's going on. I mean, this is one of the hottest nightclubs in town, and well, there was just a bunch of shooting, and now there's a lot of investigators around.
And humidity, probably a lot of humidity. A lot of humidity. It's been raining all day.
All night for the last...
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah. Well, and there's also almost permanent cloud cover during the day. A sunny day is... I mean, well, you're inside, so it doesn't really matter at all, but a bright day is extremely rare.
This place definitely has mold problems in the back.
100%. Okay, so the lights arrive, the lights flash, a couple more sword sprinters come in, weapons drawn, but they see that you have the situation under control, and they basically, you know, secure the area and help you pry her off the wall so that you can escort her out back to headquarters. Mm-hmm. Purity Pearl is standing out in the rain, dramatically smoking.
As you do.
Yeah, not even bothering that the rain is just pounding on her head and shoulders.
How do people keep getting cigarettes around here?
And she says, that was fast. What was that? 3-4 hours and you got the first one? Told you're the best. That's why we needed you.
Yeah, well, now we're off looking for the other three. So let's find X.
All right.
Since we seem to know he's around here.
Speaking of which, can everyone please make a wisdom check? Save, if that matters.
Hooray. Well,
yeah, that's an 8 on a non-prime for me.
That's a 12 on a prime.
And what did Vons get?
21.
Ooh, but not a prime. You went with dexterity as the prime. I remember how many times we talked about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Including her.
12 on a prime. Yeah, I think both. I guess both of you make it then. 12 on a prime and 21 on a not prime. Yeah. Okay. You get a sense of something's off about the crowd.
Okay.
Something's like you have your sixth sense, sword sprinter, you know, instincts are on edge right now. Something's off about the crowd.
I perk up my little fox folk ears and try to key in on what's going on.
Scanning, you spot X.
Ah!
He's in the crowd.
I don't make that noise.
He's walking towards you all.
Oh God. I don't make that noise either. I'm gonna raise my gun because I'm a sword sprinter and I don't care who gets in the way. I'm gonna say, everybody drop.
I have a question. Did Wealthy make that check?
No,
Wealthy did not. I assume that you all.
Fonz, do you see what I see?
Wealthy getting all excited again. Yeah. She does this.
Is anybody...
She'll be fine. She might be a little drunk right now.
Oh, no, I meant the fact that that X guy is coming through the crowd towards us, and I was wondering what you wanted to do.
Oh, him. Is he bad?
Yeah, yeah. He's the one who killed
Iron Fur. Window.
Yeah.
Hmm.
We probably don't know it yet, but he also killed somebody about an eye.
Anyway, Vons, we got like 6 seconds.
Yeah, we should probably run away. Or something.
You make an excellent sword sprinter!
Yeah.
What's the sprinting in it?
Well, yeah.
Some of you are the swords, some of you are the sprinters.
Yeah, this guy looks all hand-to-hand and, you know, not really ready. Like, should I glue him? We could glue him.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a crowd. That might piss some people off.
Yeah, but it wouldn't kill them, like, missing a shot with the fucking...
I don't miss!
Does it count as a rest?
Does what?
All right. Does it count as a rest if you, like, glue somebody in
sure.
place?
Can.
And we're allowed to arrest people, oh, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what... That's our whole job.
I mean, we called the charges Vons. On the main Wand's insurance claims, so, you know, this is better
Let's
than
throw
that.
Lots of glue at him. Do I need to reload, or is he in, like,
oh, I
throwing range?
I assume you reloaded at some point during the waiting for the backup and the...
Oh, shit, we had to wait for backup? Yeah, he totally reloaded.
No, it's been a hot minute. So, yeah, figure this way we don't fire our gun into a crowd.
Okay.
You guys are no fun.
I'll let you both go first before we go into any kind of initiative or whatever.
All right. Vons, you go first.
Yeah, I'm going to roll a d20. And that is a 20. So I hit him with the glue.
With a 20?
With a nat 20.
Yeah.
Oh, with a natural 20. Yes, yes, you absolutely hit him.
Yay!
Yeah, so you hit him. Of course, he is in the middle of a crowd, so you don't exactly have a like a wall or something to glue him to.
Maybe just a collection of other people?
Yeah, see, that's what happens. He kind of like tries to like dodge it in the last second, and it kind of just like splatters over him and like two people next to him.
Oh no, we've just like added arms to his Voltron self. He's extra deadly now.
Yeah, I'm sure the civilians are just ready and willing to fight and also shoot lasers.
Yeah. They'll you know, they'll merge. They'll you know, form the final version, the ultimate weapon. Ian, do you want to do anything? Wealthy, you see Vaughn's starting to shoot into the crowd and I
lower my weapon and I'm like, God damn it, I wanted to kill this son of a bitch.
How ramped up to immediately just murder everyone around him does this guy look?
Oh, he looks furious.
But he's stuck.
Rage in his eyes.
All right.
Okay, folks, don't worry. We'll get you unstuck from him eventually.
I'm going to run up. The glue dries immediately, right?
Yeah.
I imagine this guy is fairly tall.
Ish. I mean, he's pretty standard. Like, he would not stand out in a crowd, really, if you weren't looking for him.
Well, because I find the idea extremely funny, Lucky runs up, and since his arms are glued, is going to end up scrambling up his back to perch on his shoulders and then put her gun to his head and just say, don't move. He's forming the head on the Voltron.
Yeah, just throw Wealthy on top. She can form the head.
Okay. Yeah, you go over to secure him?
Yeah, and I basically want to have a gun on him and basically prepare to action to fire if he tries to escape or attack someone.
Okay. He's looking at you with rage and he's like clearly tensed, and he pivots his body and swings both of the people that are glued to him at you like a two-person club.
That's pretty cool.
I'll let you shoot, but he will also get a hit in even if you hit and kill him because of the momentum.
Yeah. All right. Got a 19 to hit.
Okay. Yeah, that's absolutely a hit.
And then what's the damage die again? D10?
2d10.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's two beams. I assume that both of them go at him because
I rolled two tens for a total of 20.
Wow. Okay. That's a lot of hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If only they weren't twice as strong as their creators. Okay. Yeah. So you blast him. That would be more than enough to kill the average person on the arcs.
But not this guy.
Not this guy. It barely registers.
Well, shit.
Uh-oh.
And he swings the people into you. Ooh, 12?
Gonna say, I guess a leather coat is normally just plus one armor, so yeah, I think that hits.
Wow, no dexterity?
I don't have Lucky's full stats in front of me, but I mean, getting out of plus one is a pretty high bar, so
yeah,
she'd only be a 12 anyway.
All right, that's a hit then. Great club, giant. Okay, 12 points of damage.
It's highly unlikely, but let me roll Lucky's HP real quick. Okay. That hurt like hell, but she's still up.
Okay. I hope so. What level is she?
5.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
5d8. So.
Yeah, you get whacked with these people. The other thing that happens, though, is that in the course of this momentum, there's a very disgusting schlorping tearing sound. And the two people that were attached to X go flying off him past you in the course of hitting you.
Mm-hmm.
Along with all of the skin off his left arm and shoulder.
Oh, no.
Exposing a both organic flesh and bone and also metal and like hydraulic fluid. It's clearly a some kind of a hybrid mechanical construct and organic construct. It's disgusting. And it's like,
well, shit.
Yeah, there's like, yeah, it's gross. There's blood and white fluid. It's horrifying to people and machines at the same time. Yeah. So he does that. And then he draws his own gun.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm going to bring my gun back up.
Do we roll main initiative now or?
Yeah. Let's just keep going in the order. Okay. Kelly would be next then because she was kind of waiting for you two to go. And then we'll go just back around.
I'm going to raise my gun and I'm going to shoot at the dude.
Okay.
All right. Just a second. Let me roll. That's a 12. God damn it.
Nope. Shot goes wild. You hear somebody scream in the crowd.
Sorry.
No good. Back to Vons. Oh, all the other sword sprinters and Purity were kind of caught by surprise by all this, so they'll go on this next round.
Got it.
Back to Vons.
Okay. What's he doing during this exact 6 seconds?
He just tore off the skin of his arm to fling two people at Ian. Well, lucky.
Well, at least those people will be fine now.
True.
We'll believe that.
They were attached to one arm. What's attached to his other arm?
A gun. A wand.
Oh.
A wand gun.
A wand with a weird 90-degree angle for some reason that makes it easier to aim.
It's a pistol grip wand.
Yeah.
So is that still going to work with the glue on it?
The glue isn't on it. The glue was on him and the...
So he has removed the glue via... skin removal.
he skinned himself in order to get rid of the glue.
Well, that's not making him stronger, I imagine.
No, it certainly isn't. He definitely took damage from that, I assure you.
Just creepier. Definitely creepier.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got exposed parts. Boy, it sure would be handy to have some sort of ferrous fluid or something like that that would really mess him up, but what have we got? Well, we've always got more glue.
You also have your gun wand that you were issued, that you are fully proficient.
Oh, we were issued gun wands.
Yes. Yeah, we all got one after our meeting with Purity.
Ah, I see. Well, yeah, let's just use that then. That sounds like fun. Pew, pew, pew.
Sure.
So Okay. Is that just a d20?
D20 plus dex plus base attack bonus.
Yeah, that looks like an 8, but plus dex is plus 1, plus base attack bonus is... 5. Why is 8 plus 5 hard?
13.
Is that 13? Mm-hmm. Does it matter that dex is a prime?
No.
Nope.
But plus 1, so 14.
13 doesn't sound great. 14. But maybe he's slowed down enough. I don't know.
That is... I think that's a hit. He doesn't have any actual armor other than his built-in armor. So, yeah. Yeah, that's a hit.
Yay!
They're not hard to hit. They just take a lot of hits.
Good job not shooting a civilian.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Thank you. I aimed.
Yeah, wealthy Amy.
I did aim. I just went wild, okay?
Oh, it's fine. They're civilians. If they didn't want to be, you know, bystanders shot in a shootout, they should have been born rich.
And even sometimes that doesn't help.
So, Adam, the damage on the weapon is 2d10.
Oh, 2d10.
Yeah.
All right, there we are. Pew, pew. It's a 7 and an 8.
Okay.
15.
Okay, 15. Wow, you've done a lot of damage to him.
Yeah, 7 and 8 are both pretty high numbers on a d10.
I was going to say, we've rolled very well on our relatively swingy damage dice.
So you blast him. Now it's... Wait, Ian, did you go?
No, not yet.
No, okay, thank you.
I will... scramble back to my feet and also try to shoot him.
Okay.
14 to hit.
Yep, that's a hit. Exactly a hit.
And 11 damage.
Okay. All right.
I'm about to be turned to paste.
Yeah, that's probably going to happen. What is he going to do? All right. He has multiple actions because construct, super fast.
Dangerous forbidden technique. Castles and Crusades gemming.
He is going to use his gun wand to shoot at Ursula.
Does he yell collaborator while he's doing it?
No, he doesn't say anything. Shoots her, hits, and of course, you all didn't do that much damage to her, and she has equally a lot of hit points, so she doesn't go down, but she is in bad, bad shape. With his other hand, he grabs at your gun wand, Lucky.
Okay. I mean, I try to keep it away from him. How do you want to?
Sure. Opposed, like, equivalent of opposed grappling checks, I guess. So d20 base attack and strength?
Yeah. There's a weird AC thing, but let's just roll the d20 base attack and strength. It'll be easier.
Just compare them. Yeah. 22.
4.
Right. He snatches the gun wand out of your hand and crunches it and drops it on the ground.
I'm so dead, but that was so cool.
Also, take 2 points of damage for the vice-like grip on your hand that briefly tore it out and hurt bad.
Oh god, it's like an 80s business power man handshake thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If your handshake doesn't do damage, you're not committed to the job.
Right. How to assert dominance. Mm-hmm.
My handshake does 1d3. You should be the CEO.
All right.
The other sword sprinters and Purity kind of come running out, and there's a lot of like taking cover, and there's a lot of like yelling, and a lot of like get on the ground, and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. These people are wusses.
Yeah, very, very. Aaron would appreciate a Mission to Zix Clint reference. So very, very Clinty from the Mission to Zix, and equally not effective. Very dramatic in a movie fashion, but not. Yes. They're not actually doing much yet.
Did Wealthy go?
No, it's Wealthy now.
I'm still gonna try and shoot the guy, because that's what I do.
Okay.
So I'm gonna aim and shoot, and let's see what I come up with. Come on. Ah, god damn it, that's a 7.
More screaming from the crowd.
Damn it!
You just shoot Lucky.
Somebody's gonna stop me!
We tried. We pushed you into retirement.
This is why I wanted to retire.
Yes, wanted.
I knew I shouldn't come back. I'm too old for this shit.
Different movie.
Yeah, but we're doing 80s here, okay?
Badly, badly hurt Ursula, who has at this point kind of been abandoned because everyone else is paying attention to the violent one.
Yeah.
As you do.
Ursula tries to slip off into the crowd.
And who notices this?
You kind of all do a little bit, but also it depends on what your priority is, because...
There is one trying to kill everybody, so...
Yeah, she's not trying to kill you.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, even if I noticed, I would do nothing to stop her.
Sure. Okay, so probably almost assuredly last round.
Almost.
Adam.
Uh-huh.
What would you like to do?
I mean... Well, the murderous guy is still being murderous.
Yes.
Can we shoot more glue at him? That seemed to really help. And he's got exposed parts now, so maybe those will like get all mangled up.
Could be. Go for it.
Try a d20 here. Okay. And then, well, I rolled a 4 on that. That's not great. Well, but I get to add 5. So 9.
And then the 1 for your dex. So 10.
Oh, 10. Yeah.
Well, it's a touch because it's glue. No, his dexterity is higher than that. Nope, doesn't work. Sorry. Ah. Just shy.
Close. Well, poop.
Shocking close with a 4. Canister of glue goes into the crowd. Somebody yells, "Why are we a crowd? Why are we leaving?" We're just bullet backstops.
If somebody wants to catch that and throw it at him, that would be appreciated.
Yeah, did it break or is it still around?
Oh, I assure you it broke. Yeah. Yeah, it's fine. Doesn't matter. Some crowd got glued. It's okay.
You have ruined like 6 people's shoes.
That's okay. They were just trying to help the two people that had already been shot by Wealthy.
Three. I shot three people by Wealthy. No, just two.
Just two. Okay. Ian.
Wealthy has not yet beat her record for a police incident. Well, I don't have a gun anymore, and this guy is scary, but I doubt I could run away very effectively. So all the skin has been removed from his left arm, you said?
Yeah.
There's muscle and stuff?
Yeah.
It's gross.
Can I try to just jam my hand up through his armpit and pull out something important?
Oh, God!
Power crystal or something?
Yeah, go for it.
I don't know what I roll for that.
Probably some kind of a grapple check. So same thing that we just did.
Okay, so... 17.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that'll do it.
Okay.
Okay, this is going to be kind of a lucky thing. So you do reach in there and grab something and tear it out. So I think it's kind of a luck check sort of thing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
To see how significant that is. So just roll a d20. Tell me what you get.
10. The least evocative number I can roll.
Okay. The left half of his torso, including his arm, loses functionality.
Oh, I feel bad for the dude.
Does this mean that his left arm isn't useful? He's just off balance because he can't adjust his.
Yeah, he's having to lean awkwardly.
Yeah. He can't shift his torso as he needs to all the time. So he is severely disadvantaged for movement and grappling, and dexterity is way lower. Strength is way lower.
Cool.
And we'll go to Wealthy.
Well, I'm not going to shoot at him this time. I'm sure the crowd roars with appreciation. I'm gonna run at the guy and try and knock him down.
Okay.
So what do I roll for that?
All right. Flying gnome kick, flying halfling kick. D20 plus strength plus base deck.
So 16.
Okay. That's a hit. Sure. Yes.
Okay. Do I knock him over?
Yeah, I would say so. That was the goal. And then I'll also say you do an additional halflings are small D4 damage.
D4? I can do that. Clear that D4. One.
Okay. Well, every little bit helps.
Slightly.
He doesn't even bang his head.
No, he does fall though, because he is off balance and messed up. So he hits the ground, but his super fast reflexes still allow him to point his gun right in your face.
Oh, God.
It will be a point blank shot.
Oh, God.
But there is somebody else gets to act first before he gets his shot off. And he's taken enough damage that this might work. Nope.
I'm still going to die.
Nope. Didn't work like in the movie. So out of the corner of your eye, you see Miss Nara step out of the crowd with her own gun wand and shoot at him.
Okay.
Unfortunately, despite being also pretty much point blank, she misses. So he gets his shot off, as I said.
That's not helpful to me.
No, it's not. It's really not.
Well, you might not be worrying about that in a second.
So he shoots. He rolls a natural 20.
I might. Jesus oh, God. Christ. Okay, well, I don't have to do the acting anymore.
Wealthy, take 26 points of damage.
I am down.
But not dead, right?
I am under.
What was your HP total?
My HP is 24, but with the 5 that I took while...
Oof.
Yeah, I'm at 19, so I'm down.
Oof.
So you said that was, what,
27 damage? I'm down 7 points.
Or down negative 7.
Negative okay. 7.
Oof. That's bad, right?
That's yeah. Bleeding out, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. It sounds like a personal problem.
Now I'm regarding Henry, not Blade Runner.
Okay, well, that wasn't the last round, I guess. Back to the top.
We do our best to help. I keep things interesting for you.
Well, still want to hit those exposed parts. So he's just been standing there.
He's knocked on the ground.
Ish. Yeah, he was like tangling, upright grappling with Ian. Lucky a little bit. The first part, he was kind of just walking towards you all. But yeah, now he's on the ground. Yeah.
Ah, much less menacing.
Much less menacing.
Okay, at this point, I can just, like, go up to him and throw glue at him. And then he'll be stuck to the ground.
Good. He did get out of the glue the first time.
Well, yeah, but now he's got, like, exposed robot parts.
Yeah, he is severely weakened compared to.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
And he can't just, he can't just tear off the robot parts without, like, tearing off his robot parts. So, yeah, let's definitely, like, just go up to him and throw a whole thing of glue at him. Just by hand.
Okay. Sounds good.
What kind of roll do you want me to make?
Same thing, basically. D20, okay. Dex, base attack. But it's much easier.
Okay, well, 13 on the die.
That'll do it?
Yeah, probably, right?
Yeah. Okay. He is thoroughly encased in glue.
Hooray!
And it doesn't seem like he's going to get out of this one.
Okay, we're going to need to remove this chunk of floor and just load him onto a truck or something.
He is still spitting and snarling and just seems absolutely feral with rage.
Well, that's just not a very good attitude for a guy on the floor to have.
And Purity Pearl will walk up and put too many shots from her gun wand right into his head.
Well,
and there's a new pothole for the city to
fix. Yeah, now, like, well, we just did all the non-lethal measures, so doesn't seem nice. Like, were we supposed to test him or something?
No, Iron Fur tested him. Results came back pretty conclusive.
Plus, there's that whole, like, taking off his skin.
Yeah.
Probably a sign.
Yeah, and the murdering people. Mostly the murdering
people.
While this discussion is happening, okay. I should have a Cure Light Wounds on all these throws.
You don't have something a little bit stronger?
Somebody else, one of the other people stabilizes her first. To zero, and then do the Cure Light Wound after that.
So it's just a flat D8, I believe. So five.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank
you. Up to five. Five hit points.
Did we get him?
I now go find the two civilians who are injured and fix them up as well, if I can.
Oh, I assure you that doing two D10 damage to two random civilians each, Those
poor souls.
Random one hit die NPCs.
Could have rolled low.
could have.
It's like being attacked by a cat in 3.5. The civilian just explodes.
Yeah. I recommend not looking at the bystanders and collateral damage in an 80s movie.
Fair enough.
So yeah. You have stopped the situation, although Ursula has escaped.
Did we see which way she went?
Into the crowd.
Well, that's big crowd.
And also with the rain and the smog and the steam from the vents, it's hard to see too far.
We have smog, but it's raining only in LA.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's. Okay. So I hoist myself.
Los Arcs.
I hoist myself up off the ground and I say, "We gotta find that Ursula bitch," and take off into the crowd.
Okay. With 5 hit points. Great.
Yeah, well, you know, that's all I can do.
Okay.
So, Wealthy's run off with 5 hit points.
Yes, I have.
And X has been retired, and Ursula has escaped. But she is pretty badly hurt. Oh, you do find a bit of a blood and, like, joint fluid trail.
Okay.
So, you have clues. There's stuff to follow.
Okay.
Man, sounds I wish good. We had a ranger with us.
Real quick, make a wisdom check.
Me?
Everyone.
Okay. Okay.
I'm part of everyone.
19.
Ooh.
Ooh.
15? 17 on a
prime. Okay. 17 and the 19, I think we'll both do it.
Oh, wait, I added the wrong numbers. 20 on a prime.
Well, the 20 on the prime will definitely do it. I think 19 on not prime still does too. Both of you get like an itching on the back of your neck as you're setting off down the alleyway in pursuit of Ursula. And you look back and you look up and high above on one of the street building facades on the roof, you see the silhouette of someone that you saw from the files earlier watching you.
Yeah, I wonder who that could be.
It's Mitt.
Oh, well, I'm so surprised!
And he disappears as quickly as you saw him. But you know it was him.
Well, there you go.
And we'll leave it there.
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our Blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Trollord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Ian, who is me. Thank you, me. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Now we get to roll. Okay.
Time to roll on this giant irrelevant map. Because I pulled up roll 20.
Uh-oh.
I got a 4.
I'm not doing that.
No, you don't need to use it. I just wanted a die roller.
I am ironically verifying I'm a human.
What?
To log into roll 20.
Oh, yeah.
Good game.
Good game, yeah. Wow, Mitt's so tall and blonde.
Mitt's extremely tall and blonde.
And blue-eyed.
And buff.
It's a new look for me.
Just fucking upload himself.